Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the Niles McKinley Red Dragons Football Podcast. I'm your show host, Bo Marchant, and I'm joined with the head coach, Coach Jim Perry, here on our first edition of this new year. And Coach Perry, he wanted me to kind of do the show so we could get all the players acclimated to everything that's going on and also give a refresher of what this 2020 Red Dragon football season is going to be like. And as always, I'd like to give a big shout out to Brandon Miller, who powers the program. But with that said, Coach Perry, welcome back. There's a lot going on in our world right now, and I'm glad you just kind of wanted to give a little update to the players to kind of keep their minds on the straight and narrow and not have them panic. But with that said, how are you doing?
I think we're all a little bit off, but my situation is certainly probably a lot better off than some of our folks that are out there on the front line. I mean, one of our football coaches, specifically Coach Ulrich, is a nursing supervisor at St. Joe's, and, he's right there up on the front line. So, we're really thinking about him and, the guys that are going out there and working every day and so forth. And, I appreciate you doing this, Bo. Just so you guys know, I reach out to Bo, and I think we're all looking for at least a little bit of routine and some normalcy here. And I thought maybe this is our very little way of throwing out some stuff to, the people that listen, and most especially to our players, so that we can, it helps to have a little bit of focus on the future as we move forward here.
Yeah, so right now, in a typical regular atmosphere without everything going on, I mean, what are you guys missing? Would you be able to work with these kids right now? When do you kind of really get your hands on them?
Yeah, well, we've been rolling pretty good here since about the second week of December, and then got everybody involved in January, and it was really, really starting to take off, I thought, for us. We just had we work out for 3 weeks, and then we test for a week, and we kind of repeat that pattern as we go through the winter. And we just had finished our second round of testing, and I was looking at the numbers and built their program sheets for the for the next month going forward, and starting to feel like some of our younger kids were stepping up. Kids are getting stronger, reaching some points where you say, okay, this kid's getting strong enough, he can really help us out. And then obviously this just everything flipped on its ear there. And I think we spent a lot of time here with kind of like that cartoon version of yourself with your head spinning with the stars and so forth above it. And at this point in time, kind of focused on getting out of that and trying to find a new way to do it, to get the kids moving, physically on their own, and figuring out what kind of teaching we can do remotely. So that's where we are today, but I certainly could have never predicted this.
No, well, none of us could predict. There's very few things, I think, in our society where you can even look at your grandparents, your great-grandparents, anyone that you knew where they said they experienced what we're going through right now. I mean, this is kind of a new plateau for everybody. You talked about these kids, the schools are closed. You talk about the program, you guys are really getting into a groove, and then everything's kind of, nixed right there in that moment. This is your show, Coach. I mean, any advice, anything you want these kids to do besides be safe? That's the most important thing. But I mean, what can they do to kind of prepare, get ready, so when this thing does get back to normal, these kids can be, not behind the eight ball, they're ahead of it.
Yeah, well, so I actually just recorded a video, which got me thinking about maybe you and I should do a show, but a video to our players, kind of outlining my expectations of them. And the first one on that list is how can you be a great family member for your family? Second is, how can you help the community? Do you have an elderly people in your neighborhood that could use, their grass cut as the weather changes here, or, you know, go out and get them groceries, things of that nature. And then the other one really is for our kids to take this social distancing piece seriously, because, you know, not just young kids, but, you know, kids, people of all ages, some don't seem to get that part of it. And I just think it's an important piece that we all pull together on that, so that we can get over this quicker, you know, rather than let it drag on. But specifically to our players, there's two pieces there. One is they're receiving instruction remotely now, so they got to keep up with their schoolwork. The OHSAA had a press conference yesterday, so we don't know what we're doing about eligibility yet. Huh. So we got, that's scary, but, you know, we'd always talk to our kids, E plus R equals O. There's an event and there's an outcome, but the R is their part, and they need to take care of their academic business to make sure that they're eligible in the fall. And then the other part of that, and maybe it's last, but it's physically, what can they do on their own? You know, most of our kids, I'm going to assume, don't have weight training equipment at home. But, you know, we're in the process of putting together a workout for them that is based off a gymnastics workout where there's no weights involved, but, you know, they can continue to maintain and hopefully even add on to the strength they've already built to this point in time.
Definitely. Excellent stuff. Once again, you're listening to the Niles McKinley Red Dragons Football Podcast, powered by Brandon Miller Insurance here, State Farm Insurance here, located in Niles, Ohio. As we talk a little Red Dragons football with Coach Perry as this upcoming season comes along. You know, thinking about these young kids, you know, I say we just give them the Herschel Walker workout, you know, 1,000 push-ups, 1,000 sit-ups every day. You're going to have Adonises walking into that locker room come Bo Ryan Stadium come summertime.
Well, you know, it's funny. I actually just looked at that workout yesterday because, you know, that was part of it, you know, him doing the push-ups and sit-ups. But there's a lot of other stuff he was doing alongside of that, obviously. And, you know, that's really what I'm doing, Bo, to be honest with you. It's incorporating, you know, some things that you can do at home that you don't need weights, and, you know, finding those exercises that work, you know, for us. You know, we're obviously, as football players, we're probably going to train a little bit different than, say, you know, a cross-country kid. You know, they can, you know, go out and run, and that suits it. So we have to, you know, as coaches, understand that our opponents are certainly going to be trying to do the same thing. We got to turn over every stone to try to build a program here. And to be quite honest, this is uncharted territory for us. So our coaches are all looking into that right now. And, you know, I told the kids, hopefully by Monday we have something for you guys to begin on and get rolling. So.
Now, when I was curious, and I know we have such a long time from now till, you know, just when summer starts, 2-a-days, and there's so many different processes as we move forward. But when these kids come in December and you start working with them, how much can you pick up on what they're going to do at that point, and how much you know, like, hey, this kid right here you see doing a good thing, he's really working hard. Does that usually transition, and when summertime rolls around, they kind of, you know, continue that same trajectory as being a positive force towards the team?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I'll just give you our process, and I think it's kind of, you know, envelops around each player. But, yeah, you start looking for, you know, who's going to emerge. But the first part of that is we evaluate every player off of their previous season. So they sit down with their position coach. We have a written evaluation, and we say, these are your strengths, these are your weaknesses, both physically and what we consider on the character side of the player, which we almost probably grade harder than we do the physical, because, you know, those are more choice related, you know, as far as being a leader and you know, showing up to practice with a good attitude and that. Those are very much in your control, whereas some of the physical limitations you might have, like, oh, you and I would have never been, you know, we weren't suited for the NBA, as they say. So
if I stood on your shoulders, we might have been.
I don't even think we get there. But, you know, so we try to get them to understand, you know, from this standpoint, you can really affect change easier than on some of the physical things. So, you know, when we start that, then we have them create their own goals. You know, what do you want to weigh in the fall? You know, right now you weigh 161 pounds. What do you want to weigh? Well, I'd like to weigh 180. So then we try to give them as many resources as we can toward these goals they create for themselves. And, you know, toward that end, and, you know, every 3 weeks, step on the scale. Well, you're 161, and this week you're 163, or, you know, maybe you're 168. holy cow, you really hit that. Or maybe they lost weight. And then, you know, what are you doing? What's your diet look like? What's your, you know, what do your grades look like? And we just try to track as many of those data points as you can with each player and talk to them about it and make them understand, you know, we're watching you. You said you wanted to do this. This is what it looks like. This is where you're doing good. And, you know, that process is just ongoing, you know, through the whole winter. And I'll tell you, the winter is long. I mean, it's long traditionally. This is obviously going to make it a lot longer, but you can't do, you know, much football-related type of stuff, and you got to try to find different ways to keep those kids focused. For me, I sit and watch the power cleans most of the time because I feel it's the one lift that you kind of see kids. You can get a taste for their athleticism and their strength and all that, and you know, it's a different kind of lift than how they attack that lift, because it's, I always tell the kids, it's more like golf, where, you know, it's very technique oriented, and it challenges you, because not every lift feels the same. You know, it's hard mentally too. So I spent a lot of time, you know, trying to evaluate players just in that form there. But we have a lot going on this year. We're able to bring in a gentleman that comes in and puts us through different workouts once a week and is real good at motivating the players that way. And then, you know, we do some stretching and plyometric work in the locker room part of it. So just trying to do a whole bunch of stuff, though, to make winter pass by faster. And then, you know, here we are. And it seems like, you know, we're obviously going to be cooped up a little while longer.
Yeah, I think we're on the tip of of what's yet to come. I don't think we've really reached the summit yet in terms of the peak of where we're going to be in the days and weeks to come. Once again, you're listening to the Niles McKinley Red Dragons football podcast powered by Braylon Miller State Farm Insurance, located in Niles, Ohio, and can't thank him enough for supporting the program, for helping support the community as well as a local business. You know, we can't do a lot of things. We just, you know, take a lot of things for granted now that we're at this point. So, and again, you know, even at this point, all our local restaurants, we know we can do carry out. Anything you can do to help the local guys, the local folks, if you will, ladies and men, you know, we appreciate it. Coach, now we're like kind of talking about this upcoming year and kind of getting acclimated to what, you know, what to expect. How many like seniors are coming back on each side of the defense, and what are some of the positions that, you know, you think there's going to be a lot of competition as we kind of go through this process, and, you know, obviously it leads to the 2020 year?
Yep. So, you know, we're optimistic about, you know, what's going on. Numbers-wise, though, I honestly don't have that number for you just because I hadn't thought in those terms. You usually start thinking about that when those media things for the fall come around. But we have about 18 seniors, I think, is our number there. I'll tell you specifically, I think our skill, we have a lot returning, you know, as far as receivers and defensive backs and obviously the quarterbacks back and the running backs. We get Travis Molnar coming back from an injury, which should be really helpful to us. And, you know, so we feel good about our skill. Where we feel that we got to, you know, really have some new guys coming in and stepping up is up front on the line, because we lost four out of the five starting offensive linemen from last year's crew. So Zach Cicero being the lone returner up on the offensive line. And, you know, we are going to, you know, really test the mettle of our program to say, you know, the young kids who were standing watching, are they ready to roll this year? And, you know, from my end of it, I mean, it's a little bit scary, I guess is the word you could use, but it's also exciting because I think it's a year where coaching really comes into play. We're going to have to get these young kids ready to go.
Yeah, and how about the coaching staff? Coaching staff intact from last year to this year?
Yeah, that's probably really underrated, exciting news. Everybody's back. We didn't lose any coaches, you know, to another program, or you know, none of our guys had applied for head coaching jobs or anything like that. So that really puts you a step ahead of most years. Usually you're, you know, replacing a guy or two on staff, but you know, having our whole crew back, you know, we feel good about that. In fact, this morning, and this is probably the most normal thing I felt like I've done, you know, here in a couple of weeks, or at least a week, we had over Skype, we had a staff meeting with our offensive coaches, and we're able to, through that platform, pull up film, and we just studied one of our plays, our inside zone play. In fact, fact, you probably would have loved it. I'll put you in on it one day, and you can sit. I know you love some of that kind of stuff, but we really dug deep into one football play and tried to figure out how we can make it better. And you know, by the time we looked up, we had done it for an hour and a half, and it was like, wow, that was actually not sitting around browsing through Netflix or something trying to find something to do. So I think as a staff that, you know, it's certainly not the same as meeting in person, but it was exciting that we found a format here where we can, feel like we're improving as coaches. This time of year, we're going to clinics, we're doing all that kind of stuff, which we're not going to be able to do. But it was the first bit of normalcy as far as football was concerned in a while. So that was good stuff.
Yeah, that is good. That's neat to know. You know, like everybody's out there thinking everybody's just doing their thing, but the coaches are, you know, on Skype studying plays. And now that when the season rolls around, I can't wait till we do a show during the year where you execute that play, and you're going to have to be the one that says, hey, the play we talked about, you know, this is what we did, and hopefully it's a big play that brings a Dragon win. That'd be exciting stuff. Coach, we're almost out of time, but, you know, one more question for you before we let you go, and I don't know what I'm letting you go to do because we're not allowed out of our homes.
Three-hour show where we have nothing else to do.
Yeah. But you know what? Can you believe, I mean, when you talked about it, I mean, it's year three. It just seems like yesterday when we first start doing this, and you're going into year three. Is that mind-blowing for you?
Yeah, in some ways, really, really fast. I mean, it is hard to believe that that's the case. I'll tell you, as I just told our players on a little video I recorded to send out to them, which is I can tell you what this has done is it really makes you, like you, I think you mentioned already, appreciate some of the things in your life. And not interacting with those kids, it feels like I haven't seen them in 6 months, you know, I think we're all going to have a great appreciation for some things that we've probably sleptwalked through moving forward. And, again, I think that hopefully the silver lining for our kids is that at an age younger than they're used to coming to those realizations, maybe a lot of them are going to realize those treasures in their life as well. So, to give you an idea, Bo, I just want to get this in too before, you know, we're out of time. I got notice today from the football frontliners, which you know how important they are to us, but they just donated $2,500 to the high school food pantry.
Oh, wonderful.
And, just a tremendous, you know, I always brag about those guys and the work they do, but, you know, that's a great example. And obviously, my wife being the principal, she, you know, they didn't even tell me they were doing it, but she came over and she said, you have no idea how much it helped, because she had just placed a $2,000 order this morning, and then this afternoon received word from them that they were given $2,500. So I just wanted to point out, you know, and thank what a great job John Burrell as the president and those guys and all the work that they're doing to, again, be a bigger part of the community there. Just a tremendous thing. And, you know, to the school system, my wife was there all day handing out food to families, you know, the kids with free and reduced lunch. They handed out today about 1,200 lunches.
That's wonderful.
You know, breakfast and lunches to go. And that's just, you know, our community. I said there's three things in my life that have happened that just seemed world-changing. Number one, when we were younger, Bo, was the tornado.
Yeah.
Number two was obviously 9/11, and now this. And the common thread that I've seen is how quickly Niles will come together for one another. And I want to say I appreciate what our school system's doing and certainly what the frontliners are doing. I mean, that's special stuff. And I think we're going to see a lot more of that from our people bonding together as we all move forward to this.
Hey, Coach, you know what I like to say? Nobody does it better. Niles, when you got to put the hand in the pile, everybody's hands in the pile. They've got a great community. And big again, I didn't know that about the frontliners, but that's fantastic. We know what the moms do, the dads, you know, everybody involved with the football program. There is so much work that goes on behind the scenes, dedication, So, like I said, when you're just sitting in the stands on a Friday night under the lights watching the Red Dragons do their thing, and you got a hot chocolate and some French fries and the stadium looks clean, there's all those folks that you don't know putting their hand in the pile to help that program look like it does. So, again, shout out to them. Coach, shout out to you and everyone listening. You know, hopefully everyone stays safe and we get by this with, you know, nothing, you know, sacred that we love lost. And then we continue to watch the Dragons this upcoming fall.
Yeah, and let's hope that time moves like it usually does, you know, fast, and we're there. And you and I are sitting in the coach's office next time doing this rather than remotely. And we're saying, can you believe that the first game's right around the corner? That's what I'm hoping for. And, you know, and like I said, I understand that football's a small part of what this is, but at the same time, I do think football's a great rallying cry for our community, and if we can do our little part, and that's why I just want to again say thank you, Bo. You know, if somebody gets them just a little bit of distraction out of listen to you and I talk for a couple minutes, then I'm glad we did this. And again, shout out to our players. You know, guys, we just ask that you continue to be leaders here, and hopefully soon the season's here before we know it.
That's right, man. Well, hey, Coach, thank you. And again, once again, you are listening to the 2020 Niles McKinley Red Dragons Football Podcast powered by Brandon Miller State Farm Insurance. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and listening to the show.
This has been a C2P exclusive.